All About Bikes. Grab your bike and hit the road. When did you first learn to ride a bike? Even if it was long ago, chances are you still remember how. With bikes available for many different styles of riding, there's no excuse not to get out and ride. Bikes for commuting. For getting to work, you'll want a bike that's comfortable and sturdy. Choose one that can handle going across holes in the road. Popular choices include mountain bikes and hybrid bikes, also known as cross bikes. Of the two, hybrids offer a more comfortable ride since they are lighter and have smoother tires. A cheaper alternative is a city bike. It may be less attractive, but it offers a more comfortable seat. Bikes for exploring. For riding through mud and over rocks and surfaces that aren't paved, nothing beats a mountain bike. These bikes are designed to be ridden on dirt or rocky trails. They have low gears that help riders handle steep trails. Nearly all mountain bikes offer a front shock. Bikes with both front and rear shocks can handle large bumps. Bikes built for speed. If going fast is your goal, you'll want to choose a road bike. These bikes are lighter than other bikes, so riders can go faster. The downside is that their frames aren't made to handle riding over small holes in the road. But for pushing the limits of speed, nothing beats a road bike. The style of handlebars normally used on road bikes forces riders to bend forward while pedaling. This position offers less wind resistance and makes faster speeds possible. Road bikes come with more gears than other bikes, so riders can go up and down steep mountain roads more easily. Bike care and maintenance. Whatever bike you choose to ride, bike company Merida suggests doing a few things before every ride. These include checking and greasing the chain, checking the tire pressure, and testing the brakes. For new bikes, Merida recommends an inspection after 3 to 6 weeks of riding. The reason? Several parts on the bike will shift and change, so fixing them will help your bike last longer. Getting the appropriate fit. Choose a bike with a frame height that fits your body. When you are standing over the bike, there should be a comfortable distance between the top bar and your body. The recommended distance is 25 to 50 millimeters for road bikes and 40 to 100 millimeters for mountain bikes. Next, adjust the seat height. Getting the right height will help you feel comfortable while pedaling. Move the seat until your leg is slightly bent when the pedal is at its lowest point. Finally, adjust your bike's handlebars so that you can reach them with your elbows slightly bent. Supporting the biking community. If you're eager to start riding, Merida sponsors several community activities that help spread the love of biking. This past summer, they sponsored a bike DIY camp for youth in Taipei. Participants gained experience in bike assembly and maintenance, as well as learned proper riding techniques. The company also encourages bicyclists to ride in Ijo Ijo's annual charity bike event. Whether you're young or old, there's nothing like biking. Get out and pedal today. Word bank. Hit the road. Jana is excited about hitting the road with her family during summer vacation. Commute. Carolyn doesn't like commuting, so she's going to ask if she can work from home. Sturdy. The dining table isn't very sturdy. If you lean on it, it might fall down. Gear. Jake put his bike in a lower gear and started to pedal up the mountain road. Frame. The frame of Sandy's bike wasn't damaged much in her recent accident. Maintenance. Because Mr. Dean performs regular maintenance on his 20-year-old car, it runs almost like a new one. Grease. Pat pulled his bike out of the garage and greased the chain before he rode it. Inspection. During an inspection of her car, Samantha discovered that she needed new brakes. Appropriate. Becky is still thinking of an appropriate response to Ted's dinner invitation. Adjust. Jim is taller than his wife, so he must adjust the car seat after she drives. Slightly. Tina's new apartment is slightly closer to her office than her old apartment was. Assembly. Corey went to Brittany's to help with the assembly of her new bookcase. More information. Shock. Handlebar. Wind resistance. Bicyclist. Talk about it. Do you own a bike? If so, what kind do you have and where do you ride it? Would you rather ride your bike on city streets or on rocky trails? Why?